before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here!
On the streets!
Full of problems.
Hey, everyone's around. Come up with your hands up.
Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
All right, just after 12 noon here on CITR 101.9 FM. The name of the show is Generation Annihilation, and you can tune us in on CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM and cable, www.citr.ca online. My name is Aaron. How's it going out there? Yes, a little bit chilly, but nothing compared to that wet, freezing rain yesterday. It's kind of nice. You look up and you can see those snowy mountains. So, yes, if there's something you'd like to hear on this show, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Got a good show for you today with some new releases. And in a couple of sets, we're going to be doing something we've never done on the show before. We're going to play a set of rap, but it's going to be punk rap. And yeah, so listen to that. It'll be interesting. Got about five or six songs, and yeah, I think they sound all right. So yeah, we started things all off with the new one, Alternate Action. It's new, and it's also not so new. The release is 2008, but it collects three releases and some bonus tracks from this local act, local Vancouver, British Columbia act. Yes, it's got the split 7-inch with Australia's Marching Orders. It's got the Tough Times 10-inch, and it's got the We're Not Like You 7-inch, and as I said, some unreleased tracks. The track we heard was called Another Day. And this is a split release from Longshot Music out of San Francisco and a label out of France called Bores de Seine, which I'm probably saying wrong. But yeah, we'll just say that's on Longshot Music. It's pretty easy to find. So yeah, good local band who are still going. And we're going to hear a local band that aren't going anymore. They recently called it a day, but they left us with the release. This release called Moderate Rock on a German label. And yeah, the act is Margaret Thrasher. Name of the track we're going to hear is called Damn It. Here we go. 604-822-2487 for those requests on this show and in the upcoming weeks.
Thrasher, and we're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR. We'll be right back.
Thank you. flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the set, we got into some Margaret Thrasher, moderate rock, their latest and last release on P-Trash Records out of Germany. Damn It was the name of the track. We followed with some Sex Vid from their Communal Living release. Sex Vid from Olympia, Washington, and yeah, brand new release for them. Yeah, it's on Dom Records. And we followed with some Total Abuse on Deranged Records from, their self-titled CD. I Can See in the Dark was the name of the track, and we heard a very long intro by them as well. And then we followed with some Human Garbage from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Self-released release for them. We heard a track called Complaint Department. And, what else did we hear in there? We ended the set off with Imperial Leather from their latest release, Do You Know Where Your Children Are, on Profane Existence Records. Treat Them Like Dogs was the name of the track. Keep those requests coming. I just had a request for some Black Flag, which I'm going to try and get to, and some Misfits. But if not, we'll get to it next week. So, yeah, keep them coming. 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Right now, we're going to get into some Dog's Flesh.
From Exploited, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Don't forget the chaos.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the sets, we heard from Dog's Flesh out of the UK, Vision of Hell. It's their latest. It's on Unrepentant Records out of Richland, Washington. And we followed with some classic Exploited from their third release, 1984. Their third full-length release, I should say, going back to 1984 on Combat Records, Horror Epics. Don't Forget the Chaos, real classic track. I don't know about those electronic drums, but whatever. Followed with some Onslaught, that band, that metal band we all know from the UK, but this is when they were a punk band back in 1983 before they developed into a metal band, and this is from a demo of theirs, Treading the Path Toward Death, and this has been released on an LP called The Shadow of Death. It's got all their demos. It's on Back on Black Records. And we follow with some English Dogs from the Mad Punks and English Dogs 12-inch. Originally came out on Clay Records, and it's a bonus track on the Captain Oi CD release of Invasion of the Porky Men. We heard a track called Psycho Killer, and we ended things all off with the Bristles out of Sweden, Third World War. This is from a two-disc compilation discography CD by them. And it came out this year on MCR Records out of Japan. So there you go. And yeah, I had a request for some Black Flag, so we're going to get into some Black Flag. We're going to get into a Black Flag track that you probably know. It's not the one requested. It's not Nervous Breakdown, but it's just as good. This is No Values.
I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say.
me, do you?
You bet I...
Right at the start of the set, by request, Black Flag, Jealous Again, early 80s Black Flag on SST Records, followed with The Ashamed, newish one on Unrepentant Records. We heard a track called Dead Janitor Mercenaries, and we ended off the set with the Motherfuckers from Calgary. Name of the release is called I Want to Be a Cop So I Can Fuck You Up, and the track was called Living in Fear. And yes, it's on Handsome Dan Records, and it's about quarter to the hour. And as I said on the beginning of the show, that we be doing some rap. Not quite the hip-hop that you might normally hear on the station. It's of a different kind, so here we go with some UK subs with a track called Punk Rap.
Gonna go get the gas. I'm gonna get the gas, cause it makes a lot of sense. It's not a personal thing, it's just self-defense. You're not taking me out with your destructive diet. I'm gonna draw the gat on you just like Wyatt Earp. Yeah, Earp, that's the sound that you make when you burp after you eat up a big, thick steak. You know, come to think of it, I'll be helping you out when I end your life quick, cause without a doubt, you'll be dying much slower from colon cancer. But hey, that's your decision, I'll wait for your answer. Oops, sorry, time's up. Take that, between cancer and a gun, I'll take the gat. It's not only quicker, it's less expensive. The cost of chemotherapy is most extensive. And who pays for it? Me, that too, when my health insurance costs go through the roof. But cancer's not the only choice, if you please. You can have liver, kidney, and heart disease. Ulcers, constipation, salmonellosis, hypoglycemia, multiple sclerosis. Yes, these diseases are funky and fresh, and all can be yours when you eat dead flesh. Rolling, 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 tumors in your colon. Blood pressure is growing rawhide. And just think of all the homies who've died. So, as a courtesy to you and for your own protection, and before your body's riddled with mass infection, and before you die from causes that you think are natural, G, I'm gonna go get the gas. Yeah, I hear you. I heard it all before.
You can't tell me what to buy in the store. I'm sick about you bitching about what's in my kitchen. I ain't buying that liberal bullshit you're pitching.
Yo, shut up. Listen up, you fuck up. I'm fed up. Yeah, I used to eat meat, but I'll beat that deceit. And the crap of the trap of the rap of the food that's not food. And I'll be rude and crude, cause that's my mood and my voice and my choice and my rhyme this time. And I mind that you're so damn blind that you're eating from the wrong link of the food chain. And I ain't even mentioned yet about the pain that the animals live in before they are given the bullet or the mallet to satisfy your palate. But before it gets to you, there's some things they do, like chemicals and dyes and nice happy lies, like meat is part of the four food groups. If you study nutrition, you know you've been duped. You get better protein from soybeans with a third of the fat. Now what you think about that? When you compare the vitamins and compare the price, you're much better off eating beans and rice. But let me reiterate my own position. I'm a goddamn drunk, I don't care about nutrition. So just think about what I have said, then make up your own mind in your own head, then throw away your meat or give it to your cat. But if not, that's okay too. But I'm gonna go get the gat.
Go get the gat. Go get the gat. Go get the gat. Go get the gat. Go get the gat. Go get the gat. Go get the gat.
Ah! This is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM? That's right. That's right.
Hey, this is Blaine from the Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And the cops hit me up, something I didn't say. There was no reason, there was no rhyme. They just fucked with me to waste some time. It's a scary thing that could've wasted me. The cops have the power and the gun, don't you see? Simple as the books say in school. You're just not cool if you don't follow their rules. I would've understand if I committed a crime. They could've locked me up, I would've done my time. Well, I didn't do nothing, the man had said. So he jacked me up and he cracked my head. We could bitch all night and we could complain, but it ain't gonna stop till we break our chains. Story and it ended, just begun.
And we'll be back real soon for some more of this fun.
What are we gonna do?
By the man in blue, yeah.
What are we gonna do?
By the man in blue. By the man in blue.
Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that last set of punk rap, or punk crap, maybe some people might say. I don't know if some people might not think that rap and punk rock should mix. Well, there you go. Everybody experiments a little bit. And we start things off with the UK Subs with a kind of experimental album, Japan Today. A lot of people didn't like it, but... yeah, there we had a quick blast of rap there with a track called Punk Rap. And then we followed with some MDC from the Shades of Brown release, New Red Archives, going back to 1992. The Gat was the name of the track. And yeah, kind of a neat little rhyme mixing animal rights politics in with gangster rap. Yeah, that Chris Wilder did the vocals on that one, or was the rap master, as you call it. We followed with some DOA from their... most least appreciated album. We heard a track from Let's Wreck the Party. We heard a track called Dance of Death. And yeah, that's an interesting thing about that. When that record came out in 1983 or 84, I believe, that and Marky Ramone's video, which was a rap video, got nominated on MTV as the two worst rap videos of the year. And then we followed with The Accused from the Grinning Like an Undertaker record. Pretty good record of theirs, but that was kind of a rap sort of tune all about Vietnam vets. And, yeah, featured the Mad Poet. This one actually came out on Rough Justice, but it also came out on Nasty Mix Records, which was a rap label in Seattle at the time. And we finished things all off there with Youth Brigade from the Sound and Fury release, Men in Blue. And, yeah, that one's going back to 1983. We only heard the last bit, the rap part of there, because I thought it fitted in. So there you go. If you like this show, you can download the podcast at www.citr.ca. Check out our playlist online, www.streetpunkradio.com. We got Power Chord up next. And before I go, I'll let you know there's an all-ages hardcore gig tonight at the Sweatshop, 1945 East Hastings. It's with Sojourner from Tacoma, Owen Hart from Tacoma, Hit the Bricks, local act, and a very special guest. It's at 7:30 p.m. It's $10. Bring a can of food for the food bank. Bring your skateboard to skate. And afterwards, go down to Pub 340 and check out SNFU, Life Against Death, and I think somebody else. So, yeah, there you go. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. See you later.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
All right, hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron.
Hey, and Jeff the Metal Pimp is back at it, in action, if you will. Been a long time.
Like old school, man.
It is, and I want to thank Aaron here for filling in for the times I haven't been able to do, and
actually,
of course,
Andy,
of course, Andy too, and Cam.
Hey, like
thank
to
you
thank,
so much.
All three guys, like Cam, Andy, and Aaron, for filling in for Power Chord in the last little while.
Yeah, we've been kind of slacking. At least I have been big time. So thank you to you guys. Much appreciated.
Yeah, I'm glad to keep the show going that we started. Me and Gerald started like what was it, 22, 23 years ago now. And,
hey, we're dating ourselves.
I think it was 85. What was the exact date? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but I know it was the week that Metallica came here on the Ride the Lightning tour.
Oh.
And shortly after that was Raven.
It wasn't the Death Magnetic tour, though.
No,
okay.
I
want to make sure.
It was actually a place called the New York Theater, which I think is gone now.
It's an East Indian movie theater now.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, the one on Kingsway?
No, Commercial.
Commercial, right.
Anyway, it's a lot of fun to be back here. It's been a long time, but and I've been keeping up with all the metal. I certainly haven't mellowed out by any